Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. Cans are on.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you listen to Sacramento's number one podcast, The Video Game Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump. GG Gamer Subs, everybody. I saw you post something on their web before we get into it, the new toast at Oblivion.
Yeah!
Not gonna lie, it looks like vomit on bread.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of does.
So, how does it taste real quick?
Not like vomit on bread.
That's good.
It's actually good really good.
What is it?
It's avocado.
I'm out.
On toast.
I'm out.
Really schwanky. That's what
with,
that is.
It's like salt and pepper and then red pepper flakes.
Okay.
Which can suck in my beard.
Avocado toast is in and of itself a meme.
It is. That's why I wanted to try it, because I've never had it before, so I really wanted to try it.
Obviously, that's why none of us, my age, can afford houses, since we all eat avocado toast.
Because you all eat avocado toast, yeah.
You heard his voice. The real David Webb's here.
What's going on, everybody?
Eating toast and playing games.
It's actually my second favorite toast.
Ooh, what's your first?
Well, by contract, it's the Bang Toast.
Oh, okay. I broke contract a long time ago. Rip and dip, baby. Rip and dip.
I like it better than the rip and dip.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. I might have to not try that. The blind man himself is here. Corey Vincent is here.
I hear your voice, Aaron, but I can't see your face.
Well, then that is a Corey problem.
You have to feel it.
No, you don't.
Aaron, come here, Aaron.
No, you don't.
Let me feel your face. Let him know you.
I want to make sure. I want to see if you have that crustache back.
Oh, I definitely don't. No.
Zing. Pow, ping, I still got it.
Really?
Even though I'm blind.
No, you lost it.
Well, I hope you know the whole internet knows that's from something else, so have fun with that. There you go.
Well, I had this eye surgery. I can't see anything. I've been in a lot of pain. The doctors prescribed for me T3.
T3? Like Terminator 3?
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly like Terminator 3, except it's Tylenol 3.
Okay.
You took my line, you son of a bitch.
Well, you gotta be quick.
Wait, you just broke the illusion that now they know we rehearse all our jokes.
I don't care. You took my line.
Yep, there it is.
Fuck you.
I wanted to see if you would break. You did.
She was waiting too. She was like, okay, say it.
For all realism though, what is T3? Like for real?
It's
what
Tylenol 3.
Tylenol 3.
So it's just a stronger Tylenol.
It's kinda, except it's laced with codeine.
Oh, it's laced with cocaine.
Codeine.
It's all the same, people. It's a drug that's addictive.
Codeine.
Oh, Tylenol
codeine.
With codeine? That's all it is? I thought you said it. Oh,
never mind. Well, I researched it, and it's an opioid.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
there
is.
You go.
And I'm afraid to try it, because I don't want to end up like Prince.
Oh!
Wow.
Too soon.
The thoughts and opinions of Corey Vincent do not reflect the video.
Alexa, turn the studio lights purple.
That's terrible. It's lavender, my guy. See,
it
that's why she
purple,
did. Exactly. She doesn't.
How is that possible?
Because purple's hard.
I don't think she heard him.
It's the same thing.
It's the color of royalty.
What? Ask her.
Alexa, turn the studio lights purple.
I never meant to cause you any trouble.
There it is. There it is. And you heard her voice, everybody. My first mate, Emma Skies.
Oh, fuck you.
Damn.
First mate, my ass.
Well, he is a virgin.
I thought it was kind of sweet.
Hold on. Time out. We discussed this last night. You know why you cannot be captain. All right?
No.
Oh.
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I know why.
You would have buckets of fun.
Wait.
Number
so,
one.
So we're talking about Sea of Thieves.
We're
here.
Talking
sea
about
Thieves.
Sea of Thieves, right?
The only that's game correct. That's worth talking about right now.
Exactly. It's so hot, man.
It's provocative.
Yeah,
it gets the people going.
It definitely does. For some reason, her camera is blurry, so she looks like she's way out of focus.
She looks like how Corey sees right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks fine to me.
Switch over to Corey cam real quick. we played a good round of Sea
to be
of
fair, the what? First mention of a first mate was when I said that he was the first mate, and then he latched onto that term,
hold
which
on.
I believe he's never heard
hold
before.
Hold on. First of all, I've sailed ships before, so I know the term first mate.
Have you, though?
I have. Second of all, I just assumed you already knew you were first mate. I was like, well, she knows. Like, yeah. It's an honor to be the first mate. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. The woman can't be the captain?
First of all.
Snap. Trap card.
I never said that. How many captain women bones have we killed the whole time?
So you,
I
you
know
like
this.
To kill women captains?
Don't you? You killed most of them. You killed most of them. No. You like to think that, Webb, but that's not the case.
So wait. If that's the captain and that's the first mate, what have you been?
He's been the cook.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much.
I'm basically Gilligan. I'm like the comedian.
When you get on, you'll be the ball boy. We'll ask you to go get cannons whenever we need them to do the real.
Fuck that. I'm starting my own pirate group.
Good luck with
starting my own pirate band.
Good luck with that, sir.
What? Okay. Well, this is why you can't be captain. Because last night we were sailing, and what happened? For some reason, she got off the helm to hang out with us because we were doing something, and we crashed
right
into
a rock.
Head yes. on into. I walked off the bow onto the rock and then back on because we merged with it.
So here's the deal. I was at the wheel, and I'm at the wheel and I'm doing my steering thing.
Uh huh.
And I can't see shit in front of me because there's that sail. You guys are the eyes of the ship. All right. You're like go straight ahead. And then in your minds you're like, yeah, she sees this giant rock. It's a giant rock. How could she miss it? There's a fucking sail in front of my face.
Yeah, that mid-sail really gets in your way.
You
can look around that.
Look at you, mid-sail. So this game is actually teaching you guys the anatomy of a ship.
We have starbursts
on the ship.
We kind of refuse to use starboard and port.
I refuse.
Much to the dismay of Gondo.
Why?
I don't know.
He wants to use nautical terms.
He keeps wanting to use it, and we keep saying, what?
Wait, why isn't he the captain? He's definitely
left.
Smarter than the rest
go
of you.
Go left.
That doesn't... Being the smartest doesn't make you captain.
Is he the
I
data?
Feel like it does.
Does it really?
He's kind
so
of the data.
So then why wouldn't Data be the captain of
the
ship?
First,
yes.
For the first mission with him, he had no sword. He just ran around the island with us playing
captains?
Music.
I don't know.
He was the bard because he couldn't get his sword.
Oh, and what did his music bring us?
A Kraken.
Oh, yeah. Last night it brought us a Kraken.
3 seconds into the game, we run into a Kraken. Yeah. Well, we escaped.
We survived.
We got away, yeah.
We escaped with our ship.
Did you not
get Ekin
sword? You got...
I got eaten a couple times,
and
but I didn't
who
die.
Saved? Did the captain save you?
No, the
first mate saved me.
I believe the captain.
I believe it was the first mate.
No.
If by captain you mean me, then yes,
you
I did save her.
You didn't save Jack.
I saved you.
I don't know if you're telling me you saved
me. I
was
the only one that get,
I
didn't
shot
get
the
eaten
damn
by the Kraken.
Myself with right. my own pistol.
I think the important thing is that Jesus saved all of us.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's the first thing that anyone has ever said on this show that makes sense.
Wow. Corey, you look like an extra from Far Cry 5 okay. right now.
last week, you had the Oakleys, like the gas can. Why do you have like a 1980s ski movie villain glasses
These
on
These are
right
the
now?
Ones that came with the surgery.
It was free.
They're in a complimentary pair of
free
sunglasses.
Ski glasses with every LASIK.
And they are much darker than the other ones. So
are they?
Yeah, they're a lot more relief.
You kind of do look like Far Cry 5.
Don't eat the bananas for health, I saw. That's what 316 said. He said, cook, don't you eat bananas for health? Yeah, you do. I mean...
He cooks bananas.
You gotta cook. You can't cook bananas, 316?
Yeah.
The chat's in the building, of course, everybody. We got to say hello to the chat.
What's going on, chat?
Hey, chat.
Emma, do you want to give us one more story about your adventures last night?
No, I don't think anything else happened. I don't think there were any other incidents. Definitely didn't have my trust broken and destroyed. Mm. I am not a different person than I was last time.
What happened? Now I have to know.
Yeah, we have to know.
Set the scene.
Was this after dark?
Set the scene. Everybody logs off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody logs off.
So Aaron and I are in a sloop. It's just the two of us on this boat. And we're
just
like,
the two of us.
Yes, Will and his son.
Jaden.
I don't think it was Jaden. It's his first son that nobody knows.
He has another son.
See, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes. But continue.
Anyway, so we're sailing, and then we were going to Crook's Hollow, I believe, because mm-hmm. it was the one that he always points out the fucking waterfall on.
Every time. Every it's like, wait, time. There's a waterfall on this island? You said that the last three times we've been here.
Well,
anyway.
Then clearly, you guys should just say, yes, Aaron, there's a waterfall on this island.
So we're going to Crook's Hollow, and we notice there's a big ship, a big bully ship. Because you have sloops for like one or two people, and then you have big ships for three or four. So there's a big ship there, and we're like, all right, we'll leave them alone. They'll leave us alone. Like, I'm not going to hurt you if you don't hurt me. It's going to be fine. They don't give a shit. They fuck us up. They take our shit. and they kill us.
Yes.
And we're just dead. Or no, I died. You were still on the island because I had to go back to you, right?
Yes, correct.
Well, they can take your stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we had two chests?
We had...
Or three.
We had two chests.
We had two chests. Yeah, they took both of them.
Yes, yes.
They took both of our chests, and then that was the end of it. That was that. And so I go... So I get he lived, and he's just stuck on the island until I get back.
Because we were still on a mission, though.
We were still on a mission.
Yeah, because I was still trying to find... Yeah, mission. So I was like, I'm going to stay on this island until we finish this
but
mission.
But they, I guess, assumed that it was just me. Or no, they knew you were there.
No, they knew I was there, yeah. They just never came after me.
So I respawn, I get a ship, I go back. I'm like, all right, I'll just go, I'll come pick you up. It'll be fine. And then so I get back, and they're still there. So I park on the other side of the island, and then... They're clearly playing on PC because in the corner I see his gamer tag and it says, "We are sorry." I was like,
yeah,
"How
they
are they
type
typing?
It out, yeah."
So they're typing out on PC and he's like, "We're sorry. We're sorry that we took your chests and we stole your ship. So we left you something in the bottom of the ship." I was like, seems very nice.
What did I say?
You seem quite sincere.
What did
I
say?
You were jaded.
No.
You were angry. He was like, this is a trap.
I said, this is a setup.
Yeah, 100% think it's
like,
a
trap.
Did you guys get Goodfellas'd?
Oh, no. Then, somebody got Goodfellas'd.
Oh, no.
So, they said, we'll make you a made man.
So I go to their ship, and I go to the bottom of the ship, and there's just like one of their guys standing there, and I'm like, there's no chest here. What is this? There's no chest. And so I sit, and I can't type out to them, so they're still typing at me, but I'm like, I can't say anything because I'm on Xbox. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe it's on my ship. So I'm hanging out with their guy for a little bit, and then I go off their ship. I get onto my ship. I go to the bottom, and there's a guy waiting for me, and I'm like, oh, how nice. What has he left for me? And he throws a bucket of vomit in my face.
Yes.
Wow.
Bucket of vomit.
And then he kills me.
And then blows up the ship.
And then blows
with her
up
inside
the ship.
Of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm standing on the outside watching the whole thing. All I hear is, ah! And then boom. And I'm like, what just happened?
So
he threw vomit at me.
So there's a blood feud now. So what you're saying is the next time we play, you have to hunt
the
down.
The sweetest part on them, yes.
It continues.
Yes.
Because I respawn again, I get another ship again, I sail back to the island again, because he's still there and he can't get off without me.
Correct.
So,
that's wow.
Hey, oh, Twitch clip that, everybody.
Wow.
I hate all of you. He can't get off the island without me.
There you go.
I hate all of you. And so I'm sailing toward the
island.
I mean,
you're probably not wrong.
And this big-ass ship comes sailing past me. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, another one. I can't take this. Like, I'll just go by them. They'll go by me. It's fine. And as I sail past, a message pops up. twitch.tv/ and it's somebody's Twitch thing. And I was like, what an asshole. Who does
it's
that?
The guys that
I'm gonna go see it.
Griefing us the whole freaking
so
time.
So I go to his Twitch and it's the guys that threw vomit in my face. So I'm like in their chat and I'm like, I just sailed past you. And then they're talking and I was like, oh, you're the fuckers who just threw vomit in my face.
You said you want to watch the replay?
Yeah.
Here's a Twitch clip.
Wait, so how many people were watching this?
Four.
Yeah, not too many.
It was like four people because I went on to the thing. I was like, yeah, you got it.
Oh, so when you think about it, you won then.
In
the game of
about it.
In the server of life, you're way ahead of them.
But this, I feel like, nicely illustrates one of the problems that Sea of Thieves has in its servers that it has acknowledged and is trying to fix, where you run into the same people over and over and
you
over.
Do.
Those are the only. That's the only group we saw the whole time we were out there. We
that
never
was.
Saw anybody else.
Yeah.
We kept running into them.
Well, there was that one ship that we kept seeing that I wanted to try and like ram. I was like, fuck them. Let's just ram into them.
Yeah.
We're not going to shoot them.
It was, it's interesting to see,
hold on, wait, Aaron, shh. You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
We're talking about multiplayer games in telling stories and having fun.
Yeah.
How many years has it been since we've had this?
Why do you think I bought an Xbox One? What did you, when I told you, when you came back and was like, Aaron's bought an Xbox One, the world was crazy. I was like, exactly what I wanted.
Multiplayer mayhem.
All of you versus all of me. Yeah.
Next game you're gonna buy is Evolve.
Yeah, and so I don't know. That's to me. That's the best thing about gaming is when you can tell stories like that. Like the game apparently is very shallow on content, but when you have stories like that and you have fun times like that, then I think it makes up for the lack of content. But they still need content in the damn game. Don't go resting on your morals there, guys.
Laurels.
Whatever. Morals, laurels.
I thought it was morals for the longest
time.
Resting on
your
laurels.
You know what? We're going with morals.
Who the hell's Laurel?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you resting on her?
Nobody likes Laurel.
Nobody likes Laurel.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Laurel, Lance. Let's be real.
See? Boom.
Is that Gilmore Girls reference?
Yep.
Arrow.
Yeah, see, it's not Gilmore Girls. How dare you? How dare you? He's upset.
Why are you shaking your head? You said yes.
I know. It's facetiously, because I knew. It's being a dumbass.
I thought you said Lorelei.
There's more games, though.
Rest Emma, of your Lorelei.
You Lorelei's. Got to play the newest one that's coming out, or the newest one that just came out, Far Cry 5, right?
Far Cry 5.
Oh. How are you liking that one?
So good. I'm 8 to 9 hours into it right now.
Didn't you stream one time?
I streamed for 5 hours yesterday, and I streamed for like 3 to 4 hours today.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
So I'm hooked. I'm addicted. I got a dog. That's really all I gave a shit about.
You didn't get a bear or anything?
Not yet, because okay. You got to do regions. So in John's region, there's a dog. Okay. In the other guy's region, there's the bear, and then the other guy's
You've been playing it for a while. You can get that accent.
John's region, there's a dog over there.
John's region down here.
That's one that a couple of people in the crew have been on the fence about. Steven
it's
hit me
so
up saying,
good.
Should we buy that one?
Yeah,
it's so good. And apparently the co-op is really great because you can just play the main story. Like, people can just jump into your game.
Oh, shut up.
What?
That was in the last one.
Like, the main campaign?
No, they were different. In 4, because I was going to get it with Steven, it's a separate co-op thing.
What's the one where they were in Africa?
How dare you? That's 2.
Africa was 2.
And that's not co-op.
Did they bust the reins?
What was the one with dinosaurs? I could have swore I played one at E3 like 4 years ago.
I don't think any of them had dinosaurs.
Where you could jump in, jump out.
That's a primal.
That's Ark, yeah.
Okay, continue.
But the problem, so the co-op is great because like you can be in the middle of your story missions and somebody just joins your campaign. You're playing the main story. The problem is whoever's hosting it gets the story. Whoever joins doesn't. So like somebody popped into my chat.
It.
Yeah, so somebody popped in my chat and they were like, "Yeah, I was playing co-op with my friend. I did the entire Hope County storyline, went back to my game, and none of it's there. I have to redo all of it." Because they jumped into somebody else's game and did it with them.
That's weird.
So that sucks.
That
yeah,
does
yeah,
suck.
It doesn't save your progression. It's kind of, yeah, they should do that. Because it does it on, like, Borderlands whenever you just drop in on somebody's game. It saves the progression.
Yeah.
But
Far Cry 5 is so good. Like, if you liked Far Cry 4, you will like Far Cry 5 because the gameplay is very similar, but the story is completely different. But, like, the gameplay mechanics are all still there, and they still feel very similar, but I've only played 4, so it's the only thing I can compare it to.
Do you have a player progression, like a skill tree or something like that in this one?
No, not really. You have you have perks and stuff that you can get where you can like carry more ammo, have more than one person in your squad. You can like hire guns.
Because like if you have if I jumped in your game and I keep the progression of my character with the perks and everything, that's fine. I can go back to my game and then I'm still like, you know, perked out and play my
Yeah, I think so. Missions. It's just your
that's
story
fine.
Missions don't save.
That's
so you have
fine.
To go back and do them.
I'm cool with that personally, but I mean, I can see where it'd be irritating for a lot of other people.
I forgot Far Cry Primal was a thing.
Yeah, we own Far Cry.
I have it, and I didn't play it.
Yeah, you're right along with us.
No, I played it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone's good? Grateful.
Because I was really excited when it came out, because I was like, I didn't even remember that until you said it. And I was like, man, it's been so long since Far Cry 4 came out. I can't believe it's been this long since a Far Cry game. Like, we finally get one. And I was like, oh, fuck, Far Cry 4.
Yeah, I haven't played a lot of it. But what I've played, it's good. It kind of reminds me of,
Why'd you get a day one?
A little bit of, what's that one game? Horizon Zero Dawn.
Really?
It reminds
still
me similar.
Played that.
Just like, I don't know. Just maybe it's the time period. Okay. Except once.
Oh, villains! So did everyone metal. Else. Forgot about Far Cry Primal.
Yeah, it's a.
Corey got it from me and Aaron, so we could play
together. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not very well.
Not well at all.
It's a single player game.
Yeah.
There's no multiplayer. Yeah.
I had like an out of touch aunt moment where I was at the store. I was like, oh, the boys, they love this game. I'll get them the game and they play together.
They like the video game.
They love the video game, and then apparently they couldn't play it together.
Like, not at all.
You look on the back, it says single player only.
Anti.
It's one gigantic.
Anti-Corey.
It's a single player controller. Game.
Yeah, it was I played a little bit of it. I played the first opening cutscene, and then, I don't know, I hunted a mammoth, and I was like, all right, I'm over this.
Apparently Far Cry 5... Far Cry 5 has, I'm sticking with it, has a similar mechanic to Far Cry 4 where you can beat it within the first 10 minutes, but I don't know how. I don't know how yet. Because once I beat the game, I want to go back and start it over and see if I can figure it out, but I'm sure it'll get spoiled for me by then.
Probably.
It might get spoiled for me chat right now.
They probably will, yeah.
So I'm gonna hold it for a minute now that I brought it up.
Oh, Villain G's pissed at me.
Well,
so you dare compare those two.
Yeah, he likes Horizon Zero Dawn.
I just meant similar mechanics.
Are you mean similar look? Because I can see you saying that.
Look. I mean, they're both in like a prehistoric kind of period.
But isn't Far Cry first person?
Yes.
Isn't Horizon Zero Dawn like a action adventure third person?
Yep.
Bows and arrows.
One protagonist is a female. The other one
is a male. One you have guns and things of that nature, right?
I mean, not in Primal.
One has robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robot dinosaurs.
Two entirely
different games. Robot dinosaurs, regular dinosaurs.
Very similar.
Robots in disguise.
Well, Far Cry 5 right now is sitting at 85% on game ranking, so it's
Yeah, it's really good. The story is super creepy. Like, the father is the main villain, Joseph Seed, because it's a religious cult.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that leads it, everybody calls him the father. He is fucking creepy. And there's a part of the game in the beginning where he just gets in your face, and he's kind of that sort of like really soft spoken, but very like everything he's saying is very disturbing. And he says it's so soft and so sweet, and you're just like, I was like cringing away from the screen.
Some ASMR in the game. All right.
Even worse.
I just jumped into somebody's stream on Mixer before I was playing Sea of Thieves.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that other thing.
You were on Mixer?
Because it was
it's a thing.
It was on my dashboard.
Oh, on your Xbox?
Yeah, on the Xbox.
Okay.
And so I popped into somebody's Far Cry 5 stream because I wanted to see some gameplay. And the dude was playing it. He has, like, America hat on. Somebody in chat, like, he was shooting at people. And somebody was like, everybody's praise and praise in this game. And he was like, well, it is a religious game. So that's just what you do.
That's what you do. But, yeah, it's super creepy. The story's super creepy. Because you can choose, like, there's the main bad dude, but then there's like his three like sort of lieutenants that are like the main family. And I started with the dude who like is in charge of recruiting people into the cult and like getting them ready for their like steps and everything. He essentially just tortures you until you break.
Ooh.
He's like, you have to go in and you have to confess all your sins, but confession without pain isn't worth anything, so he just tortures you until you tell him everything. I'm just like, oh, it's so creepy, and I don't like it.
I want to play it now. It seems like it's a good story.
It makes you so uncomfortable, but it's like it's a really good story. And apparently it's pissing off the alt-right,
ooh,
which is lovely.
Touching home a little bit, huh?
I wasn't sure exactly what it was. I played that game for 5 minutes and went, oh, this is why.
I might want to, yeah, now I kind of want to.
Well, now I kind of want to play it.
So it's set in real world USA, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Montana?
Yes, yeah. Montana.
Interesting. I wonder what the Montanians think.
And it's really weird because they kind of talk about it a little bit in the game too, but it's like this has clearly been happening for some time, and when the game starts, like you're rolling in, you're a deputy with the sheriff's department, and you're rolling in with the federal marshals, and you're telling them, like, this is, like, you can't just go in and arrest this guy. And they're like, fuck you, sure I can, I'm a U.S. marshal. It's like, apparently, this has been going on for some time, and nobody's aware of it, and nobody's stopped it. The federal government hasn't stepped in, and they kind of address it a little bit, but
yeah,
on like how they're able to just do this.
Is this the first video game kind of open world that we've had on like U.S. soil, like actual, where the conflict is in America? Because I can't.
Well, would you call Fallout America?
Okay. Yeah.
But it's like super like post-nuclear war.
Well, I guess
America.
Realistic. Like,
what was that one game?
Where did Division take place? Wasn't that New York?
Yeah,
New
Division
York.
Was New York.
Yeah, Division.
What was that one? Is it Call of Duty, but it was here?
Oh, Homefront?
Homefront.
Yeah.
I can't
always
say Homeland, but that was a show.
Same difference.
Well, it's a show. Still on.
Yeah, one of the Call of Duties, part of it was here. Was it two?
We don't count the Call of Duties.
Yeah,
Call of Duty. Air Force Base is in one of the Call of Duties.
There you go.
Semi-local. Save that one for your trivia night.
Was a question. I didn't state it. Is this the only game that's been.
Still wrong.
I said, is it? Yeah. I don't know. I might buy it. $59.99. Hey, thanks for the biddies just for giggles. One bit.
One giggle.
One giggle. One bit. J Rom just entered the room, said, hey, everybody. I don't know. I got a little extra bread, and as you will see, with some of the games that are coming out next month for free, we'll talk about in the second half of the show with the news that it's looking good for gaming.
And there's one other game release that came out yesterday.
What was that?
The final episode of the Telltale Batman Season 2.
Ooh.
Which I am furious with myself that I completely forgot about until today.
I kind of forgot that was the thing.
It's so good.
Do you have it, Webb?
No.
Oh,
it's so
I want
good.
It, but I just said I forgot it was the thing.
Get it.
So are
season
you,
one is incredible. Season two is also incredible, and I'm really excited for this last episode.
Are you only liking the Batman ones, or do you do the other Telltale ones?
The only other one I've played is The Wolf Among Us.
So you haven't even done Walking Dead, then?
No, I've never played the Walking Dead games.
Wow. Okay. So the Batman one. Batman Final One, and you're going to be streaming that one too, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
We're going to try today, but it took... the game is fucking 6 gigabytes, and it took my Xbox 4 hours to install it.
Wow.
Because my internet is garbage.
Good graphics. Good graphics.
But yeah, it's crazy. Because season two, it's going to end with the Joker becoming the Joker, but there's very, very different Jokers he can become based on the way you've interacted with him throughout the season.
Oh, snap.
Because he's not the Joker yet.
Does he know that the Joker will remember this?
He's a John Doe.
that sounds super odd. Now I want to play it.
I remember all of it.
It's not even anything like you can't fix it in the final episode now that you know it's coming because it's however you've interacted with him all season. So I have no idea what's going to happen to him.
Now that I know that that's the case, like I'm going to go through and I'm going to act like the nicest person to him. And I
want
to see if
you,
he just becomes like
want
a,
to, cause I
he's just a prankster.
Too, where I was like, I want to do it, but he makes it really hard sometimes.
So wait, yeah. This is a prequel to like a Batman?
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. It's a very different kind of Batman. Because they with the original...
It's Batman All-Star.
Wait, because we asked this question. Robin. Wait, we saw this at E3, right, Corey?
I fell asleep.
That's right. You fell asleep in the presentation. Yeah. How do you fall asleep in one of the most amazing presentations?
We were in the Batcave.
We were in. So I don't know if you were there.
No, because I don't get to go to the press conferences.
Okay, so they had this. First, you go into like Wayne Mansion, like a section of
and
Wayne Mansion.
Free beer?
Free drinks, everything. And you're sitting around and then they
flip a bookshelf thing and it turns
clock,
around.
Yeah, and the clock turns and you go into the Batcave. And I was like, this is amazing. And then you sit down and you watch. And you watch like the first, I think like, I don't know, like 5 minutes or something of it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And then we do a Q&A session. And I remember I was like, I'm asking questions. I don't care about anybody else. And it's just, it's cool to be in there. And then you look over and he's.
Oh my God.
Half drinking beer in his hand.
It was. Yeah. No, they served too. I drank too many beers and it was a long ass day.
It's like, good Lord.
It was the last. Yeah. You got to set the stage. Like this was the last day of E3. It was like the last thing we had to do that day. And
Bruce Wayne could have walked in that room right then and there, and he wouldn't even known it.
That would have been fine.
Man, that's terrible. Yeah, that was one of the best, I think, presentations I've seen. With,
how many of the press conferences?
I think
so
second
bad.
One was, what was the four-player game? What are you, 4v1?
Evolve.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool. A little, you know, prep room, and then you got your little badge.
Your wristband.
Or something. Yeah. That was... That's all right. But Batman stole the show, everybody. E3 Batman. And that's the music, of course. In the second half, we will hit up some gaming news. Do we have any, you know, brain bangs or something like that? Nothing else?
No.
Wow. Wow. All right. We need to come up with some more segments.
A little light on the show prep, you know, being blind and everything.
I mean.
How long have you played that card?
Exactly.
As long
Charles
as I can.
Around.
Next few weeks, I guess.
Well, he doesn't get around that much anymore.
Ray Charles hasn't done anything in a while.
Stevie Wonder gets around. Put it that way.
Yeah, but he's not really blind.
And he plays... it's not...
Ask Paul McCartney.
It's not Tread Badwater yet.
Ask Paul McCartney.
Yeah. And during the half, if you're not here, of course, this is when we interact a lot more with the chat room. That's why you should be here if you're listening to the podcastular version of our show right now. And we're... I don't know. What more do we have to say?
During the break, I could show you the song I've been learning on the guitar.
Oh, good Lord. So you might
you
actually...
You want them to join the podcast.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
stay away from
you want them to come to the live shows, too, so...
With full singing and everything, I can do it.
Man.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't know. We're kind of all out of things. We're in the final stretch here, people. I need at least 15 more seconds to
15 more
to
seconds.
Fill up.
Did I tell you about the Tylenol 3 thing? The T3?
Yeah, we
that
did that already.
I don't want to end up like Prince, am I right?
Is it like Terminator 3?
I hate all of you. What are you doing here?
Worst rehash jokes.
Alexa, turn these lights purple.
Hey, Dying Hope said replay my clip. We'll watch a clip during the break. And then Lunchbox just joined us.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Hey, Lunchbox. There
which
is.
We got a upset tweet saying that they were upset that Steven was in the background the whole time.
Yeah, some people were pretty upset.
Jeez, we were having some riots or something. The hashtag free Steven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that going around.
I didn't see any of this.
Well, yeah.
You didn't see much of it.
You don't see anything right now.
That's a good point. But I feel a presence like it was special cases.
Can't believe you guys. Oh, yeah, that's right. This whole episode is dedicated to Gaming Since Gaming, everybody.
Oh.
I forgot all about that.
Is he here?
He's here with us in spirit.
No, he's actually not here with us in spirit.
Stick around.
He is
everybody.
Very intentionally
he
not
hates
here.
Us.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Is that the one with the buttons that
yeah.
you...
So you can, yeah. Like,
where is it over here, Corey?
It's...
Wait, you have one?
It's
why
in
don't
there.
You use it?
Yeah.
It's in there. I don't know how to use it.
It's in a box.
So archaic.
Use it on the podcast. It's,
I don't know. If you know how.
Archaic technology. Welcome back, everybody. We're rolling strong here, everybody. If you missed the halftime show, you should have been here live.
I played some music for everybody.
Well, sorry.
You guys didn't seem as impressed as I thought you'd all be.
Well, music's a strong
word. I thought you were warming up the whole time. Did you play a song?
That's 100% the right phrase. Music's a strong word for what you just did. That is...
Well, yeah, maybe the guitar was out of tune or something. Plus, it's kind of cold in here, so my fingers, like, kind of locked up, and I don't have the calluses yet. And
do you really need calluses? Callusi?
Actually, that does make a difference. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
It just makes it so it doesn't hurt to play.
Yeah.
I thought it was just one of those things where I'm showing off because I'm a guitarist now. I have
it's like a ballet thing. Like
oh yeah, like, okay. If they yeah, their feet are jacked.
This is disgusting. But like calluses are like a sign of what the hell was that?
I was just
I thought you were taking a selfie.
No.
No, it's like calluses are like a sign of pride.
Mm. Yeah.
For ballerinas.
Soccer players as well.
Toenails falling off.
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing. All right, well, we got some gaming news, right?
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I like you to read it. I like you to read it.
You did the show notes. Sea of Thieves server errors are messing up players' record-setting looting. That doesn't even sound like a sentence.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but.
Well, when you read it correctly, you kind of.
They're having server error. I keep having the same issue where I'll be trying to like walk. And I'll move forward, and it'll go, and it'll put me back.
I've done that a bunch.
It keeps happening.
We had an issue last night where I was sailing, I was steering, and we're turning, and he's like, there's a rock. And I was like, I know, I see it, I'm turning, so I'm not going to hit it. And as I'm turning, my whole screen goes black, and it goes loading. And I'm just like,
I'm like,
I'm not in the game, I'm not steering, I'm not in the game. He's like, what? I'm not steering. And
I'm below.
Right into that rock.
I'm below patching stuff up, and then all of a sudden, holes. And I'm like... So where are you? Like,
the movie holes appeared.
I just started panicking. I'm like, I'm not steering anymore. I'm not steering.
It was kind of bad for controllers because my batteries died while I was looting underwater.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm underwater, and all of a sudden it says your batteries have died. And then I'm like, okay, I'm underwater drowning.
That's on you, bro. Get rechargeable batteries.
Oh, and then he opens his pack of batteries right into the microphone.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Rare says it's committed to working on Sea of Thieves' copious server errors.
Ooh, nice use of the word copious.
Thank you. Word of the day calendar. But there's a particularly devastating one that remains unsolved. Almondbeard is an error code that's robbing players not only of their progress, but also of their record amounts of loot.
Oh, shit.
Almondbeard, one of several pesky... Stop highlighting as I'm reading because it's distracting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do that. I do that.
Is it a shared Google Doc?
Shared Google Doc.
Yeah.
Almondbeard is one of several pesky thingbeard errors listed on the Sea of Thieves support site. Occurs when players' connection to Xbox Live and/or the Sea of Thieves services has been disrupted or lost. Considering the difficulty Rare's had in stabilizing the online multiplayer game's network connectivity since launch, the error message is a common amongst players. I actually have never seen Almondbeard.
I have not either. Yeah,
I never get an error code. I've been kicked from the game, but it doesn't tell me
multiple
shit.
I've gotten.
I'm just gonna go fuck myself.
I've gotten Gingerbeard and
I haven't seen any of the beard codes.
There's another one. This is mainly all day one.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's one thing to be kicked out of the game while you and your fellow pirates are really getting into your adventure on the high seas, like Emma. But it's another thing entirely when your party has spent hours collecting as much loot as possible, leaving it all on the ship before dropping it off. This seems like an unsafe thing to do.
Very
and
unsafe.
It technically is. as Reddit users are finding out, but the risky collectathon is becoming popular with players chasing community records and chest keeping.
So what they've been doing, so what they've been doing is trying to collect as much as they can and then see who, you know,
who doesn't get their shit stolen.
So
can you imagine, like, just on a whim killing a ship and finding out they have like 18 chests that you can take?
Oh my gosh.
We had 5 skulls on our ship last night. Whenever, and we didn't even know. First of all, we thought we had 4.
Yeah.
And Gondo it just had a random one in his hand. Like some weirdo. Like, just like, where'd you get that skull from?
I don't know where it came from because we did a skull mission that we got 1 skull from. Yep. And then we found a sunken ship and we got a skull off of that. And then we did the second mission and it had 2.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we have 4 skulls. And we turn around and Gondo's holding one. And we're like, where'd you get that? He's like, I don't know. I just have a skull.
I just have a skull.
he wouldn't put it down. He just kept running around with it.
I was just reciting Shakespeare.
Yes. Oh, okay. A top thread on the Sea of Thieves subreddit proves just how heartbreaking this feat can be, however.
Check it.
User Daphonic and their crew posted an image of their ship, which was loaded with 130 chests, 15 relics, 30 skulls, 8 teas, 5 spices, 5 silks, 2 sugars, 3 stronghold chests, and skulls. First question.
Oh my god.
Where are relics, teas, spices, silks, sugars, and stronghold chests?
I
don't know what, I know teas and spices and silks you just kind of find
yeah,
around.
Yeah, you just find,
like,
you'll
just
find them
teas.
Around?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
We found the silk one
oh, that's
underwater.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I haven't seen sugars. I haven't seen stronghold chests.
I have not seen
skulls.
That
I don't know
either.
Oh,
yeah.
Is a stronghold the raids?
That must be.
With like all the, with like where you have to like kill all the skeletons.
Yeah.
We've never survived.
We've never.
So I bet that's what that is, but I don't know what relics are.
Getting all the loot and dumping it onto their ship took a total of 9 hours.
Woo.
And then getting kicked. So does it kick all of them at the same time?
It doesn't say specifically, but I'm assuming it's probably similar to that. According to Daphonic, their collection of 130 chests on the ship at one time likely was the new world record number of chests collected in one place.
Can't be proven. Not anymore. Fake news.
Fake
news.
Fake news.
So the failing Sea of Thieves game.
Sad.
Sad.
Rare sad servers.
Witch hunt.
It's terrible.
You know what, though? Like, as many issues as this game has, I love how supportive Rare is being about it and how they're, like, they're doing videos, like, every couple of days. Okay,
and they're
guys.
They're so open about what they're doing.
They're so open. And, like, they have this whole list of, like, all right, guys, we're doing this and we're doing this. We know about this. We know about this. We're fixing this. They just did a big patch.
Yesterday,
yeah. Took me, like, an hour.
Yeah, like a 9-gig one, right?
Yeah, you guys were both talking about how it took you an hour. I just loaded up the game. I had no idea there was any update. I just walked in.
It was a 9-gig on the Xbox, and I think it was 14-gig on the PC update. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a whole client update. And they're doing another one, I think, next week, which is supposed to bring back achievements.
Nice. Can't wait for that flood to come in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's going to be insane.
I was watching a Achievement Hunter. I was watching them play it, and I'm watching them, and they're getting achievements. I'm like, oh, yeah, this game has achievements. I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them. But yeah, no, I think for, like, as many issues as it has, it's still a fun game. And the fact that Rare is being so supportive. This is the first time that Rare has a game on the platform, on, like, the current platform.
Yeah, it was
we're
weird,
not counting Rare Replay.
It was a weird acquisition from Microsoft, I felt. Like, they were big on the Nintendo platforms. Like, in the 64, Rare was, like, killing it. And then when Microsoft bought Rare, I was expecting them to bring that same heat. But their games are very, very sparse. Like,
last original game was Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
What was that, 2015?
Like,
no, that was,
that was,
oh,
like,
no,
early,
I think that was 2008.
Oh,
yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we were talking about it on the stream, yeah.
Yeah.
And that
was like 10 years ago.
That's so bad. That's so bad for you. And it's like, what have you been doing this whole time?
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves.
Speaking of retro games, fucking Spyro Remaster.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming.
Coming soon.
I almost cried when I saw that. I'm not going to lie. I have no pride. I have no shame.
I have no shame.
What do you mean?
It was beautiful. It was like the most beautiful news I've ever seen in my life.
Cameo was fun. Stop it, Drew and the TARDIS. Was that fun?
Dragon Quest XI is arriving on the PS4 and PC in the U.S. September 4th. The next game in the Dragon Quest franchise will arrive in North America and Europe on September 4th for PS4 and PC only, but the previously rumored Switch version won't be coming until Won't be coming in 2018.
It's because they're bricking everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
only if you have third-party stuff. If you have Nintendo stuff, you're fine. But if you tried to save some money, you are fucked.
Damn. Oh, is there something there?
It was like $74 for those things, right?
No, well, the problem, I mean, I don't think they did it intentionally, but it's like they're not, I mean, they don't make their software, they don't specify it to run third-party things. Third-party things specify themselves to run on Nintendo.
Right.
So an unintended side effect of this update seems to be that it's screwing over people with third-party docks.
The firmware for the dock doesn't match the new update.
Yeah, so somebody actually, like a big YouTuber whose name I'm blanking on, was one of the first people to report.
Ninja?
No.
Ooh. PewDiePie.
Ooh.
PewDiePie.
Just name all the racist people.
Wow, we're going there.
They're not racist.
Was the first person to kind of come out and say that like, it bricked his system. So he took his apart and figured out that the battery was getting power, but it wasn't charging. So it just like fucked his whole system. Like, you just couldn't turn it on.
That's weird.
So, yeah, he just had to buy a whole new one. So save yourself like $40 on that dock and then have to buy a whole new Switch.
Is that on the docket, the Ninja controversy?
Not. It's not. They're asking it in chat. Oh, Villain Jay just asking. Jay, is Ninja racist? I wouldn't say he's racist. I'm not going to call the guy racist. That's
Yeah, careful, because that's what you get called, a fascist.
Careful. Come on now. I've said worse things. No, he was on somebody else's stream. The very popular streamer Ninja was on somebody else's stream, and he was rapping a song from what's the rap artist's name?
Logitech.
Logitech. And Logic happens to, you know, say the N-word in his song, and when you're in the music,
sometimes when you're just feeling them bars,
yeah,
Aaron,
you're just feeling it, you're
can't
just rapping
censor
it out,
you can't censor them bars,
spitting hot fire, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's there,
yeah,
and you're making somebody else on their stream, you know, cringe a little because they're like, what do I do?
I just single-handedly destroyed Ninja's career. Oops.
I feel like he kind of stumbled over it too, so I feel like he was saying it, and as he was saying it, it was like, shit.
I also feel like,
and he just kept going.
I don't have any clout on this subject, given that I am very white.
I've got plenty of it.
That's true, but
me too.
I feel like there's a difference. There's a difference between somebody like yelling out the N-word when
yes.
they're angry and like stuff like that, or somebody just singing along to a song.
Very
like,
true. Very true.
Maybe you don't say it, but also it doesn't mean that that's just like what he says and how he talks in his everyday life, and it wasn't like he was calling anybody.
Yeah, there's three.
He didn't pull a PewDiePie.
There's three specific categories. There's the song, okay. There's the PewDiePie, like you said,
he used it as a derogatory,
I hate this person in front of me, so that's what I'm calling them,
yeah.
to hurt their feelings. And then there's that follower that follows you, and you just read it out loud on the stream, and you had no idea what you were doing, and you just went ahead and said it.
And none of them are right.
Yeah.
They're all wrong.
Tiki torches, especially, in their own way. They're just lit differently.
Especially the follower one, because you can read
best
it.
Best new metaphor. I'm going to fucking use that. That's incredible.
I was at Target the other day, and I walked through so happened to walk past the patio section, and there were all these tiki torches. I was like, this is really weird. This is really awkward.
Do you remember the company having to come out and put out a statement about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, like, I thought about that too.
This?
Yeah, like,
poor company.
That's so bad. Like, if you were like, I don't know,
they're
Oscar
like,
Mayer.
They're like, I just want people to have terrible luau parties. I don't want any of this.
So we were just trying to keep mosquitoes away, everybody.
Yeah.
That is all we were trying to do. Not the African Americans. Just mosquitoes.
Oh my God, you made me inhale some of that.
Oh, man.
So, no, he's not racist. And neither is Emma.
You know, the whole thing reminds me of...
She might be now after that. I feel attacked.
Reminds me of the scene in Scrubs, the first episode, when JD's like, you know how I'm down with the rap? If you and I are singing a song by DMX, and he just so happens to say a very popular racial slur,
yeah, no.
And if you know that I'm not going to say it in any other context, am I allowed to say it if we're singing?
Yeah. I'd tell everybody to end it, you know, I'm like, you can say whatever you want. Just know that some people have issues with that. All right. Now we move on.
That's fair.
There you go.
Speaking of Ninja, Fortnite hot streak grows.
There we go.
With a record-breaking YouTube stream.
Yeah, but like, read on. The number is crazy.
Fortnite's Battle Royale mode continues to be a cultural phenomenon, and YouTube just provided some stats to back that up.
Yeah,
to begin with, the company's Ryan Wyatt.
Yeah, Ryan Wyatt.
Ryan White.
Ryan White.
has revealed that Battle Royale event set a record for the largest single live game stream with 1.1 million simultaneous viewers.
Hold on, roll that back. Roll that back. Replay that beautiful bean footage.
Simultaneous.
I need to hear that again. What was that word?
1.1 million people watching at the same time.
Say it with me, Webb.
Simultaneous. 1.1 simultaneous viewers.
Is that new metal they found in Wakanda?
Yeah, it is.
Simultaneous.
Simultaneous.
Wolverine 3 is going to have a simultaneous. 1.1 million viewers watching.
Wait, no, please read this YouTuber's name.
Oh, I didn't even read that one.
Can I just say simultaneous again?
Might as well, yeah.
What's his name?
El Rubius OMG.
Oh, no, you got through that. Good for you.
Boom, nailed it. First try.
I might be able Rubius. To see this.
El Rubius OMG in action. Drake and Ninja.
He's a Spanish streamer.
Drake and Ninja have some catching up to do. That same event racked up 42 million unique views across the 100 creators involved.
The thing is...
go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just saying, the thing is that like it's really major that like a million people were watching at the same time. This guy just played...
It's insane.
Well, so what happened was this guy, if I am remembering this correctly, so this guy set it up, but it was him and 99 other like Fortnite YouTubers all on the same server. So it like wasn't, it was him, like it was his stream,
yeah.
But 99 other like creators who also had followings and who also had all this stuff in their game. But yeah, it's insane that Drake and Ninja just had like 680,000, and everybody was like, that's fucking insane. And like 2 days later, or like a week later, they're like, we beat you by 500,000.
But think about that though. Now you have 100 creators all streaming at once, and together they have a group of 1.1 million, whereas Drake and Ninja had over 600,000 just by themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still pretty impressive
still,
on their part.
Star power versus random Joe.
I saw an interesting stat, too, that says you got to consider the outlet or the platform.
Yeah, because YouTube has more viewers. Well,
YouTube is like the number two most popular website in the world.
Is true. It Hulu the second or the first? Is that what that is?
Number one
Hulu?
Is Bing.
Oh, Bing. Yes.
God, what?
I was so close. I forgot about
number
Bing.
Number one is Bing. Damn but it. So followed by Bing, though, you have YouTube.
That makes me hate things.
I'm sorry. Pause. What TV show was that where they binged everything? It was some detective show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, was it like the first season and they're just sponsored by Bing or something?
Yes, and they had it was like, oh, let me check his stats. And then they just bing
on
everything.
Bing.
I was like,
it actually played like their noise.
Yeah.
You what still see a lot of Windows Surface tablets on television.
Yeah, Microsoft
shows.
Surface is on. Isn't it on a bunch of the CW shows? Like the
oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
They all use have that Microsoft for everything. Surface. Yeah.
They're like, let me check my Microsoft Surface.
It's like, really, Arrow?
Yeah, season one.
Like, do you need this?
You couldn't find anything
money?
Else to check your Facebook?
Arrow? Your phone?
Felicity, you can't hack on anything else?
Yeah, do you have to use the Surface? Yeah. Season 10, she had like an 8.1 Surface, like it like zoomed in on like the start screen.
Yeah.
And she's like swiping through. I'm like, wow.
So this is so good. This is easy.
It's so flowy.
Everybody loves these icons.
Let me close down Halo so that I can hack the mainframe.
Cortana, close Halo.
If you think Felicity Smoke does not love Halo.
She has to love
Halo. She loves
Halo.
But like I think Twitch on the list of popular websites is down in the 50s or you know it's down way below. So
Lunchbox says lies. Everyone knows the top website is all porn.
37% all of the porn. Internet is just
all of it.
You know,
it's the top website.
Yeah, basically. All right.
Speaking of porn, we have some Pokemon Go news.
Yeah. Whoa. Good transition.
Those segues.
Wow.
There we go.
You guys got work.
There was no way to get there.
There was no way.
Took the bullet.
Pokemon Go fetch quests will bring you closer to Mew.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Have you caught one already?
No.
Oh, is it already out?
Well, no, it's not out yet.
Is there a Mew out there? I don't understand.
It will
I haven't touched Pokemon
eventually.
In like 8 months.
That's good.
I'm
good,
all about that Pokemon Go hype right now.
I think my dad still plays it every day of his life.
Does
Damn.
He?
Damn.
I think so. He's just constantly getting them Pokeballs.
It always comes back to Daddy Skies.
Is he? You said he's a doctor?
Yeah.
I want to look up and see my physician. Like, it's just Pikachu, bro. Like my pancreas, doc. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but
there's a Snorlax right outside.
He's testing your reflexes.
There's a Charmander at the Starbucks. I'll be right back.
What, doctors can't have hobbies?
They can, but not what my gallbladder needs working on.
Let me work on this gallbladder.
Work on this
hammer.
He takes a picture of the surgery. Caught a flareon right there.
No, if you're a surgeon, like, takes a picture of their, like, there's a flareon right there on your intestines. Like,
yeah.
It's, like, on it with the still. AR.
This is an appendix with the Mewtwo.
I don't need to go out that way. My doc playing Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go is making money moves, as Cardi B would say.
They don't dance no more? They make money moves?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
They don't talk soft.
This is exactly why Ninja's in trouble.
They have these community days once a month that have been... It was crazy. We went out to the Capitol building.
Okay.
And there was literally dozens of people out there playing Pokemon Go.
Literally?
No, actually, there was a lot of people. Okay. Not going to lie. There's hundreds.
Was it reminiscent of the original?
Were they protesters? Because there's probably two different groups there. There was the protesters.
If you were on Saturday, there might have been 6,000.
Like, wow.
And then there were the three Pokemon Goers.
People playing Pokemon Go are very diverse these days.
They all got signs.
They
could be
very
both.
Angry.
Because if I feel passionate enough to protest and Pokemon Go...
It's just multitasking.
Yeah. I mean, you're already marching. You may as well get the kilometers.
You might as well.
Hatching eggs.
You may as well hatch those eggs.
But there was no protests. It was all Pokemon Go.
I mean, there was a big protest.
There was actually
on Saturday. Protest.
That was the day before. This was on Sunday.
Ah, I see.
No protests.
Yeah, you don't protest.
Some stragglers. They didn't make it to the finish line. They're still hanging around.
Probably.
It was fun, though. I ran into Madison out there.
Of course you did.
Of course. Yeah, she plays all the time still. Her and her husband were out there?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, we ran into them.
They are dedicated.
They are super dedicated. But it was all about those Bulbasaurs. They put a whole bunch of them out there. They're shiny ones. And for like 3 hours, people were out there just Pokemon hunting.
I still don't get the difference between a shiny and a regular.
They're just different color.
It's just cosmetic.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's just cosmetic.
Thank you.
It's bragging rights.
It's the same as your golden sniper rifle in Sea of Thieves.
I didn't know that in the beginning. I thought it was more of an upgrade. I wouldn't have purchased a stupid thing if I had known that.
The same as my golden shuffle.
Yeah.
My bedazzled golden shuffle.
Yeah, you knew that going in.
But
so. You fucking bedazzled compass.
Back to Pokemon Go.
Sorry. I have to update it to continue.
In starting on the 30th, they're bringing in like special research quests.
Oh,
fetch quests. Yes,
and if you finish all these, I guess you qualify probably to be in a raid group to catch a Mew.
So it's not even a guarantee.
I
hate the sound. The more you talk about this, the more I hate it.
I don't think you just get it. Like, you don't finish the quest and you get Mew. I think
no, not get Mew. But you said it's not even a guarantee you're going to get the chance
get
Mew.
Don't quote me, boy. I ain't said shit.
First of all, boy, let's let's pull it back a little. Let's pull it back a little.
I was quoting Eazy-E.
Were you?
Yeah.
Because it kind of seems like you were quoting Sleazy over there.
So
you get the chance to catch a Mew. Is that correct, Corey?
Well, so you may get the guaranteed chance. Okay. I can't use the word chance because apparently I'll get roasted for using the word chance. So if it's like the Mewtwo thing, you do a certain amount of things and then you get a special token that says you can raid fight Mewtwo.
Okay.
Then after your raid group beats him, you get like 10 Pokeballs or based off of however good you did to catch it, and you might not catch it.
That's too much work.
Okay.
Too much work.
So you are guaranteed to get the chance to catch
it. Yes.
Okay.
So that's how I believe the Mew thing's gonna work. If you finish all of the missions, you'll probably get a token that allows you to raid fight a Mew, and then you get a chance to catch it after you win the raid.
Is it one token per person?
I have no idea. It's not out yet. More details coming soon.
Okay. All right.
TBD.
Let's move right on.
Yeah, so these are more facts. The rewards break down as such. Completing one field research task will earn you one stamp. If you collect 7 of those, you'll snag a research breakthrough.
I'm already over it. I'm collecting stamps now.
With the tease that you could encounter a legendary pocket monster. The update starts rolling out this week, just in time for spring with it. Okay, there's no more details. It's just fluff.
Just rant on, yeah.
I used to use Pokemon Go when I was running, but, like, it became so hard because it's such a drain on your battery.
Oh, yeah.
It became so hard to try to hatch eggs, especially because I was running, like, five apps all to just go running at the same time.
It's still a drain, right?
Yeah.
Like, they haven't fixed
it. What apps are you running?
She's probably got the Runkeeper.
I have it, but I don't use it. I use the Fitbit app. I use the Nike Plus app.
You're doing way
too
much.
I run with Zombies Run.
Oh, that's dope.
I love Zombies Run. It's the only thing that makes me run. And then I had Pokemon Go running.
Okay. Do you need headphones with the Zombie Run one?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you just want to be really weird.
I was going to say, like, I don't understand the... Okay, but I get it now.
Yeah. Yes. So that app is fucking incredible. It's the only thing that ever got me running. I need to get back into it. But I had one that scared me so bad, I actually screamed and fell. Because I did one of the, I think it was the Halloween virtual race.
Did they catch you after that? Like when you fail? They're like,
no!
They actually can catch you. Have you ever used it?
I have never used it.
No. Oh, yeah. I don't either, but it like makes me run because. Because
you think you're going to die.
Because you think you're going to die. But so you can set it up. You don't have to do it this way, but you can set it up so that it activates zombie chases in the middle of whatever you're doing. You can set like if you want X amount of zombie chases within a set time period. But it'll tell you, like, in your ear, it'll be, like, zombies detected, and then you have to increase your pace by a certain amount for, like, a couple minutes, or else they catch you, and if they catch you, they steal a bunch of your supplies.
Do they have a cop one?
They have a...
Nope.
Don't answer that. It's a trap.
Just asking for a friend.
What was the pig comment you made yesterday?
Kill the pigs!
No, I didn't say kill the pigs.
Oh, you did.
She said kill the pigs.
We were talking about catching pigs with a pig crate.
She was trying to catch.
And then you took it somewhere.
I just said you shouldn't be talking about our police officers that way. That's all I said.
It's on your stream somewhere.
It is on my stream somewhere.
You don't have to watch the VOD, everybody. What's the next one? We got
Xbox
two.
Games with Gold for April. Stop highlighting.
I was gonna say you can merge these two. They're literally just the same.
Xbox Games with Gold for April features some amazing games, and then there's April's PlayStation Plus games.
Yeah, so just knock them all out in one.
The entire month of 2016. Is this an old story?
No, you can literally
for
read
the
it.
Entire month. 2016's fantastic, and fantastically hard puzzle game, The Witness.
Professional, this is it. This is
wow,
a pro
nailed
podcast.
It. It's simultaneous. Will be free to all Xbox Live members 2 weeks later on April 16th. Subscribers,
give me the fucking news stories. I could probably read them better blind.
Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Boom, that's the big one
right
there.
That's the big
right?
one.
You want to go for it?
Yeah, here, there you go, Corey. You
is
take
it gonna
over.
Be glitch free though?
Syndicate was the one that was already. It was Unity that was fucked up.
Okay, Unity.
Which all is right. the one I'm on. I'm fucking stuck on.
I'm going to start Syndicate.
I have like 47 hours.
I'm
in
start
Unity
on
and I,
the,
just, I can't finish
on it. The backward compatible.
Why did you read like he's like, can't speak English?
Backward compatible.
I got this on the backward comp addable Xbox 360 games.
Good lord.
Front.
Very good.
Dead Space.
That wasn't a period. That was just a comma.
Two will be available.
Sounds it out. There you go.
For free on the same day as S.
The big one, right?
S.
There's a lot of S's in that.
In Assassin's Creed sign.
I promise you, this isn't as painful for us as it is for you guys.
It's very much so. So we got Assassin's Creed Syndicate coming
Syndicate!
Out. Okay.
Last,
I knew that one.
No offense least, the video game adaptation of Cars 2
that I'm gonna get.
Yikes.
Stands in the least exciting of all the lineup, but hey.
Does anybody give a shit about the video
game?
About Cars about 2 in general?
Yeah, who nobody cares. What's coming out on the PlayStation?
April, for PlayStation Plus. April sees Mad Max hitting the PSN for subscribers.
I think I'll get that one, too.
Trackmania Turbo is also a decent arcade-style racing game, and it's fun for fans of the genre. Rounding out this lackluster list goes as follows. In Space We Brawl for the PS3.
Never heard of it.
Toy Home,
I
PS3.
Love Toy Home.
And 99 Vitas for PS Vita. Qbert rebooted for PS Vita. Cross by with PS3 and PS4.
Yeah, I've been waiting on that one. Yeah, that's a
good one. Then we got some Bang Bytes.
Yeah, we do.
Marvel Comics reveals Death of Inhumans.
I thought that was the whole show.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a TV show?
No, you know why? You know why I put this one in there? Because I told everybody from the beginning that the X-Men were big for Marvel, one. So when they didn't have the movie license, they tried to put the Inhumans as the X-Men. Remember they stopped all X-Men comic books and everything like that for a little while? They split up the X-Men?
Yes, I definitely remember that. That's totally something I knew.
Well, now you know. And so now that the Inhumans are garbage on the TV series, and they've purchased 20th Century Fox, and they have the X-Men back, they're like, oh, let's go ahead and bring back the X-Men and kill off the Inhumans. So now they have this whole thing where they're doing the Death of Inhumans, and I bet you you'll see the return of the X-Men as a big focal point.
Well, all right then.
Continue.
Lego The Incredibles game coming in June.
Gonna buy two copies and throw them both in the trash.
Wow.
what does that do for that? You give the company $120 and that's...
I got a lot of money.
Fortnite's new guided missile launcher looks like fun.
I don't think he does.
Guided missile launcher.
Yeah, looks like fun.
So could you team up with somebody in duos and like you shoot it and somebody rides it, but you can actually control where they go?
Aaron?
Yes.
I just thought about that.
Doom getting 4K patches for Xbox One X and PS4 Pro.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. And Gran Turismo 6's online services will be shut down on March 28th.
So today.
So as we're recording this,
it's already gone.
It's shut down. So
wait,
when you're listening,
the 28th?
It's too late.
What if somebody's playing live and listening to it at the same time?
No!
No, they'll have to be like the guys that were still on Halo 2.
Hey, Pocket Asian!
Thanks for the,
There's no GSG.
Sorry, GSG. We didn't have time to get to you today. Maybe next time we'll get to that interview.
GSG here?
No, he's not.
I can't see him.
Pocket's cheering because GSG is here.
Yeah.
Not because of the surgery. It's because he's so small.
Damn!
Because he's tiny, right? Because he's tiny.
Wow, yeah. He's not even here.
He's not even here
to
defend himself.
I don't care.
Y'all are mean.
That's extremely mean. Remember, the show was all dedicated to you, GSG. This was 100% for you. We kept it all about the games because we've been gaming since gaming, right?
And we talked about Fable.
And we talked.
the word Fable was mentioned?
Yeah.
Well, we just said it right now. So
they fabled it.
Good enough.
It was legendary.
I heard they were coming out with a new game.
Are they? No, it was too advanced for its time.
Just trying to give him a little something to be happy about at the end here, but whatever. It didn't work. Good show, everybody. I liked it. We kept it topical.
Super topical.
Yeah, stupid topical. We got anything coming up? Any cons we're going to?
I think Sac Anime Summer just announced. I don't know when it is, but apparently I saw something on Facebook. Fanime is coming up in May. WonderCon just finished this last weekend.
A lot of people there, yeah.
E3 is coming up in June.
Woo!
San Diego in July, but not much local.
No.
The next big one's Fanime.
We need the VGB Con to break off here.
Yep, let's do it. Next weekend, VGB Con, West Sacramento.
Let's not promise the people that. Right?
At Oblivion Comics.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we could probably pull something there, but whatever. Agree. Don't forget to get that the Vomitose. What's it called?
The Edible Hulk.
Edible Hulk, everybody.
Sure, the sponsor loves your calling their stuff vomit.
She knows I love them. For the real David Webb, Corey Vinson, and First Mate Emma Skies, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying...
Fuck off.